Last night I was watching NBN. I saw this glorious man, but the thing is, the camera angle didn't do him justice. It didn't do him justice.
All about the angles.
State member for Terrigal, Adam Crouch. G'day, Crouchy.
G'day, fellas. I'm afraid the angles don't help.
No, no. Too much. Too much light. Too much light in the room as well.
No.
Is that it?
Yeah.
The problem working from home, yep. The background hasn't changed for like 4.5 weeks. It's pretty bad.
Well, should try lying on the floor and just aim the camera down.
I might look at that option.
Use gravity.
It might reduce the number of chins that are
there. Yeah, well, everything's possible. I'm sick of looking at your cornice in the back corner of the room.
Yeah, that's not good, I'm afraid.
Listen, mate, we did start off in a light fashion because it's not good news for the Central Coast this morning, is it?
Yeah, look, I'm afraid it's not. Look, obviously, with the activity we saw on Saturday down in Sydney and also the protests in Gosford, because, again, they did a little mini version up here, you know, unfortunately, the lockdown in on the Central Coast is going to continue at the moment. And look, I think most people understand the risk when you've got thousands of people congregating with no masks, no social distancing, no QR coding. The risk to the people of the Central Coast is getting incredibly high thanks to their selfish behaviour. And we've got to keep the community safe. I mean, we've seen how quickly this can spread. You know, 5 cases, admittedly, they're all related to each other here on the Central Coast, but also 18 venues that are obviously potential spreading locations here on the Central Coast as well, exposure sites over the weekend. But the good thing I've got to say is the people of the Central Coast are rallying like they always do. Almost 1,000 people got tested yesterday, and I literally got those numbers from Health a few minutes ago before I came online. So congratulations to everybody doing the right thing and going out and getting tested and following the health advice. You know, you are absolute champions for doing the right thing, for lining up and getting tested. That makes sure you're safe, you're keeping your family safe and keeping our region safe.
So Crouchy, are you saying the Premier, we were supposed to come out of lockdown on Friday, right?
Yep.
Are you saying now that it will be extended past then, or the early lockdown we thought we might have come out this week? What?
Look, the early lockdown that we would have expected this week, which is going to be around the end of the week, this is what the Premier sort of flagged a week ago, won't be happening this Friday. I spoke to her last night, and obviously we discussed the situation, but she said the risk is just too high at the moment, given the number of transmissions at the moment, the potential, obviously the 18 exposure sites that we've got to currently get results back on, plus the 150-plus people that went down to Sydney on the weekend. And quite frankly, that's actually the greatest risk because of their behaviour on the weekend and the number of people down there who then came back to the coast. We just don't know at the moment what that could cause. I mean, that could cause a seeding event, So it's really concerning, I'm afraid. Yep.
What are your thoughts? Best case, when do we come out of it?
Look, quite frankly, Rob, at the very earliest, I mean, again, I'm preempting this. Look, it really isn't what I could think about. It's about what Kerry Chan and the experts put together. But if you look at Saturday's event, you know, you've got 14 days of incubation. So, you know, that would be the absolute minimum.
So you reckon it could be for another 2 weeks.
So thanks. Yeah. Have you got the swearometer on?
Oh, yes.
Thanks to the people chasing the freedom of speech and right to do whatever they want, we're now in another 2 weeks of lockdown.
And obviously, the swearometer is going to be going off all across the Central Coast.
Can I just ask,
with the construction industry, because the Premier said when she shut down the construction industry 2 weeks ago that it will resume on the 31st of July, more than likely this won't now happen?
Well, look again, the Premier's obviously been meeting every day with the health experts. So it really will come down the next few days where the decisions they make and the risks involved. Because, look, the reality is, guys, it's all about the risk and the data that's being provided. And I've got to say, that's why almost 1,000 people turning out to get tested yesterday is fantastic. It's amazing.
From what I heard, though, Crouchy, the construction industry was responsible for nearly no transmission of COVID when it was open during the last lockdown.
Yeah, look, Rob, the exposure, obviously, the concern they've got, especially on the Central Coast, for instance, two of the cases of the 5 that we've had were related to the construction industry. These were tradies that had gone and not knowingly contracted COVID. Yeah. The transmission effectively was with their family members, which is I suppose reduced, stopped us from getting those local contacts, which is good. But it's a very concerning time at the moment, because again, the real concern, as I said, was what we saw over the weekend. And I've said this every day since that protest. Every single one of those people that went down to Sydney, and by the way, every single one of the people that congregated in Gosford on Saturday morning, because they did a mini one up here as well, and the imagery I saw, there was no social distancing, no masks. Every single one of those people needs to go and get tested if they haven't done so already.
This is going to affect businesses and individuals. Yeah. Now, I'll give you an example. Yesterday, what can people do? There's a young bloke I was talking to. He put in for the 19th of July into Centrelink to claim, because he works in Sydney, but the business on the Central Coast. Centrelink denied his claim because it said, where do you live, reside or work? And he put Greater Sydney. And because he then had his workplace in as Gosford or somewhere like that, they denied his claim. He was saying to me, I've called them four times, and he said he got through yesterday. They said, yeah, all will be right. We have to go through it again. Mate, what do individuals, and there'd be businesses like this, where do they, can they go someone higher than Centrelink? Because, mate, there are a lot of people out there like this.
So Services Australia, obviously, are their first port of call for individuals. Service New South Wales is the first port of call for business. So anybody who's got a business, Service New South Wales, those guys are working 24/7. We put on additional staff. So if it's business related to support, Service New South Wales. If it's individuals, Services Australia. Can I recommend that chap, if he lives in Gosford, he should also obviously look at contacting the federal member.
Lucy Wicks.
With regards to individual payments, contact her office. Look, we've had the odd case here where someone's needed help with Service New South Wales. So MPs have contacts to departments. So again, they can try and escalate it for them as well.
Yeah, because I can imagine businesses too, Crouchy. There'd be some businesses. I think there's a time.
I had one yesterday, Patty. I had one yesterday. She was a bit confused about it. So, and she tried and hadn't probably given the right information. So we spoke to Services as well. Someone rang her back and worked her through it. And that can happen. Look, it's a stressful time and you can make a mistake. It's not deliberate. So, as I said, I know that the team at Service New South Wales, at that 137788 number at Service New South Wales, that's the number I'd encourage businesses to contact.
All right, mate.
That's already – and this is so frustrating, but this is where we've got to do the right thing by the coast and our region. Keep getting tested. That's the best advice I can say. And the other thing is, if anybody's got any information about Saturday's protest, absolutely do not hesitate to contact Crime Stoppers, whether it be a photo or a screenshot. Because
send it through. Oh,
I can see the headlines now, Crouchy. Freedom March leads to lockdown. What a joke.
Yeah, absolutely. These guys have done nobody any favours. But worse still, Rob, they've put thousands of people at risk. We've seen how rapidly this Delta virus can spread. And tragically, we saw a lady in her mid-30s lose her life over the weekend. So this is not like the first strain where it was only targeting older people. And, you know, this is serious stuff and people need to be aware of it. But the other thing is keep turning out to get tested. Getting tested gives the data to health and they can make informed decisions, and that's what it's all about. So very frustrating. You know, everyone was looking forward to coming out of lockdown on the Central Coast, but...
Thank you very much for your time.
I've got to get this ad break and a few other things.
No problems, guys. So, thanks for your time this morning.
From Adam Crouch this morning, state member from Terrigal, disappointed to report this morning the Central Coast lockdown won't be finished early and it could be extended from the weekend, basically. Crouchy, thank you so much again, mate.
Thank you.
Thanks again for your time.
Thanks, mate.